Verdi's Nabucco, and they're with the Canadian Opera Company, and that is fitting here this afternoon. You're with the Oasis on the New Classical FM, a midweek Wednesday. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture. Well, fall is in the air, sort of. I mean, we're getting there, and that means things are ramping up at the Canadian Opera Company, where the COC is just weeks away from kicking off its 2024-25 season. Verdi's Nabucco is at the head of the roster. The iconic opera opens October 4th, and then is followed with a fantastic lineup. Tickets and info at coc.ca. Plenty to look forward to, including lots of new-to-Toronto productions, five out of the six, in fact. A brand-new production being built by the COC, which is Faust, plus the Toronto premiere of an original co-commission with Opera de Montréal. To preview it all, we're joined once again by COC Music Director Johannes Debus. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's great to see you again.
Great to be with you. It was just a few weeks ago you were here to talk about the Big Lake Festival in Prince Edward County.
That's right.
I trust all went well.
All went very well.
Nice.
Very happy, and we're planning for next year.
Of course. Your work is never done, Johannes. So we're just weeks away from 2024-25. What is one thing that you're particularly excited about? What are you seeing?
I have to say, this wonderful roster of opera is one thing for sure I'm excited about, because this coming season really showcases the variety of opera. And in particular, to start with Nabucco and Faust, is really fantastic because those two pieces you can consider coming sort of from the glorious prime time days of opera in the 19th century,
right.
Grand opera at its best, big scenes, a lot of choral singing. So our wonderful COC chorus will be featured.
Now, you're saying the vocalists, what you're hearing from your singers in your rehearsals is pretty impressive.
Oh, my God. You should come and join me.
I'll take that invitation. Why not?
You know, I'm really privileged to sit in that chair and to deal with those voices every day. We're really fortunate to have, for both productions, Nabucco and Faust, exceptional casts. And this is only the premonition of for the rest of the season. I think it's a stunning lineup of artists that haven't been to our stage yet, from Canada and abroad, but also a number of artists we already have a relationship with, a number of artists that came through our Ensemble Studio program.
Which is a great reason to go to the Ensemble Gala night, right?
When
you
get
to see some of that early talent.
Thank you for mentioning it on October 30th.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We're having...
I've been a couple times. It's just an exciting night, and then you do see those performers later down the line. It's pretty incredible.
Exactly. So you can really follow them. You follow their evolution, if you wish. And on top of it, when you're going to be there on October 30th, you can also vote. You can decide who will be the next...
Yes.
The next star in
scene. Who will be the opera champion.
Yeah.
Now, I can't believe this is true, but Verdi's Nabucco has never been performed with the COC. Is that true?
It is true.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's kind of astonishing. But to be fair, it's not the most performed of all the Verdi operas, despite the fact that you have the famous chorus Vapensiero that at Verdi's time was considered maybe the secret national anthem of Italy.
It's true.
It's ubiquitous.
It's very
famous pieces. But I would argue that it's extremely difficult to find the right singers for those roles. In particular, Abigail Maria Callas, she sang the role, as far as I know, once.
Wow.
And after that, she decided never, ever again. In a way, it's a killer.
Yeah, so you have to be confident.
But on the other hand, you know, since the vocal challenges are so high, when you have the right voice for it, it's utterly exciting and exhilarating.
You're going to be conducting Faust.
Yes.
And so I know you'll be putting a lot of focus on that. How are you feeling about that opera as we look forward to it? And why do you suppose it is that we don't see Faust perform maybe more often?
Another good question. I don't know why, because I think it's incredibly beautiful music. It's very lyrical. Gounod was a master of melodies. There's so many tunes that you might hum when you leave the building. Also, dramatically, it's very effective. He knows which kind of means he used to make great effect. You know, you have those scenes with Mephisto, the devil, that can be extremely dark and dramatic. And then you have those beautiful nocturnal love scenes, Faust and Marguerite. There's a lot in this piece that you might associate with true romantic expression.
Charles Gounod also giving us the Hitchcock theme, and I think we should always point that out, right?
Thank you for this We play it at Halloween.
We play it at Halloween, you know.
Oh my God. It's kind of okay. That's a novelty for me. Thank you.
We are just weeks away from kicking off the Canadian Opera Company 2024-25 season. Tickets and info at coc.ca. And COC Music Director Johannes de Bus is with us. And as we continue, I'll pose this question to you. If you're in a major city like a Toronto or a New York, are you able to put together a season without a Puccini? I mean, I feel like you almost have to include it.
I think Puccini is really, for very, very good reasons, one of the most successful composer in the field of opera.
Right.
No one else maybe understood the idea of melodrama, meaning how you create drama through melos, through melody, and through dramatic setup, through music. How to do that best. And I mean, to a degree, he's so precise with that, that he can easily manipulate you.
Right.
You can't avoid with Puccini, because he's so precise and so good, to cry when a butterfly kills herself.
So Jonas Kaufmann has just recorded a new Puccini album, this Love Affairs record, and he notes that here it's 100 years since the passing of Puccini this year, and as well that this still has an effect on modern audiences that, you know, it's hard to sort of explain, you know, how he can still be contemporary with his form of music and voice.
It's absolutely fascinating that you have this kind of composer whose music is still touching, moving audiences around the world.
And they demand it.
And they demand it.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe also because those stories are exciting.
Yeah, something to watch. So Madama Butterfly, so that's a blockbuster of the season.
It is.
For sure. Yeah. We talked about it a little last time you were here, but we should mention Vacek, and I know you're excited for that production.
Yeah, I mean, that's another piece that you won't see too often on our stages here. It's a very special production, I would say. It's a very special piece to start with. It's about this poor soldier who gets maltreated by the people around him, and he has no means to somehow stop that. The only way to flee that is to go into aggression out of desperation and to kill.
Right.
That's the tragedy of that whole story. The music, and I would say this production in particular by William Kentridge, lift that all to a level that actually is about empathy, building some form of sensibilities to respect or to regard the human soul as something very precious and something that can be easily destroyed. And the temptation to put someone who might seem to be weak under your control, to manipulate this person, maybe also because that person's circumstances do not allow the person to speak up, to stand up. I think that is something this opera in particular makes us aware of.
So Alban Berg, you know, we're in the early 20th century. It is around the First World War. And so I would imagine this is something of a response to that moment.
Well, unfortunately, we see certain things in history always repeat itself. The play on which this opera is based has been written in 1830, so 100 years about before World War I. At that time, Alban Berg picks it up and writes this opera. And now, 100 years later, roughly speaking, we will bring it on our stage. And I strongly believe that it will resonate in many, many ways, and strongly resonate in many ways with our audience.
As I do look at programming from around the opera world, I am seeing some similar trends, and certainly we'll have that to offer as part of this COC season. I should quickly point out Cavalleria Rusticana. Am I seeing this right? One night only? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's a special, in form of a concert.
Yeah.
In honor of Arthur Skase, who sadly passed away. He was a seminal figure for the company in building the opera house and many, many more things. As far as I remember, this was his favorite opera.
Okay. Choice. He liked the intermezzo and beyond.
Exactly. But, you know, the intermezzo we all know.
Yeah.
But there is much more.
Of course. I listened to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's recording, and it was pretty delightful to hear it all the way through with Ricardo Muti conducting.
Yes. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. That's a good recording. Yeah. And of course, I mean, we might associate it with Godfather 3. I mean, it kind of plays in this environment in Sicily, and yeah, it's a stunning piece.
I like the idea, too, that you only have the one night to see it. So I think that puts a little bit of fun pressure on people to see it.
So. Yes, exactly. I think so, too. I think, and I will hope that the people will say this one can't be missed.
I hope we can have you back maybe in January so we can go a little deeper into what we're going to see in the new year.
We'll be happy to be back here in the studio with you.
I would be too. And we are just weeks away from kicking off the Canadian Opera Company 2024-25 season. We heard Nabucco is coming, Faust is coming. Tickets and info at coc.ca. And COC Music Director Johannes de Boos, thank you once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's listen here on the New Classical FM, wrapping up our look at arts and culture with the COC. More music from this season. It's Mark Wigmore here on the New Classical FM.